The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, great morning, everybody, man. Welcome to The Grind, man, a really show ever. This is the joint where we have unscripted conversations, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for chiming into The Grind this morning, guys. You could have been doing anything in the world that you wanted to do, man, but you decided to chime in here, tune in here with little old me, man, and I appreciate that. Truly humbled for, man, all of you listening. Man, want to jump into some juicy stuff this morning, man, but, you know, I'm feeling kind of froggy this morning. I'm feeling a little I guess, up on end today because, man, you know, I love music, and I believe music makes things better, man. In a stale environment, you know, in a touchy situation or sticky situation, man, I think music makes things a little bit better. So, I mean, if you agree with me, man, go ahead and put your right hand in the air and say, that's what's up. That's why I love the song Donnell Jones, man. And, you know, that has the late TLC. TLC, T-Boz Left Eye and Chili, has a late Left Eye in it, man. R.I.P. to Left Eye, man. She was a great talent, left too soon. But man, let's talk about some things this morning because, you know, as I was going through starting my week yesterday, I started to think about some things that I wanted to do, think about some things that I knew I was going to do this week, and some things, some of my immediate goals, some of my stretch goals, some of the things that I wanted to accomplish for this year. And when you sit down and you have those one-on-one coaching / vision / goal sessions with yourself, you know, it's very eye-opening. It's like kind of a come-to-Jesus type moment. So when you have those, when you have those times with yourself, those one-on-one meetings, then you really get stuff done. You start to think about the things that you're actually doing versus the things that you're really not doing, but you just maybe say you're going to do it or you're going to start it or you just never did. So you know, one of the things I really want to touch on today, you know, guys, is excuses. You know, excuses. You know, a lot of people in life start doing things and stop, but here's the most important part, all right, or here's the most sticky part. Most people won't even start. They'll talk about them, but they don't really start. They don't get started in what it is that they want to do because in a lot of cases, they don't really know how to get started. So if you don't know how to get started, that tells me that, and this is how I get started and stuff, so I'm letting you guys in on my little secret, is I just start by doing something. It doesn't matter what it is. I start by doing whatever I know I can actually do. And that way, I don't have any excuses. I can't make up anything to say, well, I don't know how to do this or I don't know how to do that, starting where I am with what I have because what I have is enough. And if I realize that in every situation and I not let things sidetrack me and throw me off track, then because I don't have this or I don't have that or I don't feel I know this, then if I can control what I can control, then I can move to the next level. And it, with every little bit, here's what I found. With every little bit, I start to feel a little more comfortable about where I am and what I'm doing because it's called learning as you go. Some of us, when we're on the out in the workplace, we call it OJT, on-the-job training, right? Some of us say, you know, I'm self-made. You know, there's a lot of different things that people say to say, you know what, I just didn't have any help in the beginning. I didn't have that awesome super circle in the beginning to help me do the things I needed to do. In the beginning, it was just me. And that's a great start, ladies and gentlemen, because that means you, first and foremost, buy into your vision. So here's what I want to do. I want to play a song, and when I come back, guys, I want to jump into some of the things that kind of hinder people, from actually moving to the next phase and the next step in what it is that they want to do. No matter what it is, it's yours. What hinders you into moving into the next phase of what you want to do? What are some of the things that are thrown at you? Some of the things that society gives you from the outside looking in? You know, we're going to talk about that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there. Oh, I found my smile again, man. That was a little D'Angelo, man. Getting back to the essence of things, man. I love some D'Angelo. Man, that dude, I mean, he was, when he came on the scene, he had like three or four albums, but, you know, he got that one song, or one or two songs that really did it. Actually, when I'm thinking about it, man, I can think of one, two, three, four. I'm going to play one of them here in a moment. But he had like four or five cuts that was really banging, you know, but then he kind of like fell off the scene. But nonetheless, man, what we're talking about this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is excuses, excuses, excuses. We understand that procrastination is just failure on layaway. Excuses are just failure on layaway. So, you know, I promised you guys we would talk about some of the things that actually influence the lack of us getting things done, the lack of you really getting your goals accomplished, because the goals are the first step in actually achieving the ultimate vision, ladies and gentlemen. And we talked about, you know, you being the only person that you need, thing, guys, you know, to really get moving and not making the excuses that say, I don't have this or I don't have that. And it's so easy. Man, it's so easy to make excuses about getting started, because that's the hardest part. Yeah, we got the start, we got the middle, then we got the destination. We got all of that. But that start, man, is that piece when people ball up their fists and they're like, man, for some reason I just can't get off my butt and get going. And that's failure before you – we'll call it failure to launch, right? So what are some of the things that really influence you to not get started, or – you know, when you really start thinking about things? They say that an idle mind is the devil's playground. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with that 100%. The idle mind, an idle mind is most definitely the devil's playground, because, you know, if your mind, if you're sitting there thinking about future things, where you are right now, how are you going to move from right here where you are in this very moment to the next moment? Then, you know, there's no negativity in that. There's no devil in that, I should say, right? We're just going to reference the devil as negative thinking, as setbacks, as excuses, as procrastination. We're not going to speak about the devil, because he has no power. So he has no power to hold you still. He has no power to kill your future. You do. You do all of that through these things that I'm talking about, making excuses, procrastination. You know, always saying you're going to do something and not really, really ever getting started to do it. So what happens when you're standing in where you are right now, you're in the very moment, and you start thinking about where you're going? Man, this is what's going to happen today. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to do this, and this. And as you're moving throughout your day, you're ticking off your goals. I did that. And now you're moving towards your future. You're moving to make your tomorrow better than your today. And that's the epitome of moving forward, right? But when you start thinking about what happened yesterday, when you start thinking about different things in your life that are going on, we call those secondary circumstances, right? And I get it, man. Those secondary circumstances, man, they are serious, right? They're serious because they're hurting you. They're in some way pulling on you, keeping you from really moving forward into the place where you really want to be. So they're hindering you. And because they're hindering you, you're like, okay, man, if I got this going on and that going on, then how can I move forward to the next level, to the next phase in my life? Well, it's simple. It's hard to. You really can't until you start to let things go that are in your life that are hindering you. So we're talking about letting things go. When you start talking about letting things go, man, that things get a little hectic, things get a little antsy, because people really don't want to let things go. It's hard to let things go, let alone let people go. Man, when you start talking about outside influence, when you start talking about people, man, when you start talking about life in general, man, sometimes it is really, really hard to let things go, and people have a real problem with that. And it keeps them where they are because, you know, the outside influences are toxic. You know, those outside influences that are the friends and the people around you that are telling you that you can't. So you have toxic environment and you have toxic people, right? And sometimes, man, life can just suck the life out of you. But what happens when you start changing those things? What happens when you start changing your environment? What happens when you start changing the people that are around you? And that doesn't mean you call them up on the phone and say, I can't hang out with you no more. That doesn't mean, you know, you send them a letter, you know, telling them 10 reasons why I can't deal with you anymore and, you know, you're sucking the life out of me. No, we just start to do the things that we need to do and be intentional, be deliberate about moving our lives forward. And when we do that, people that are toxic, environments that are toxic, we kind of fade away from them. But the people that are toxic, they kind of fade away from you because toxic people don't like good, wholesome environments, right? So in essence, when you really look at it and really think about it, the toxic environments and the toxic people were all created by you. And if you're creating these environments and toxic people only come to toxic environments, so if you're creating it, then guess what? They're coming because you opened the door. You gave them carte blanche access to do whatever they need to do to tap dance all throughout your life and destroy this and to hinder that and to help you procrastinate and make excuses about everything. And the different aspects of your life, man, is in procrastination and excuses, man, are vast. I mean, you've got procrastination in health. You've got procrastination in your personal development. You've got procrastination, you know, on the workplace. You've got procrastination in starting your own business. Whatever it is, entrepreneurship, you've got procrastination in everything. If procrastination is in your life. And one thing, guys, and it's just like a cancer. It kind of slowly creeps in, and it permeates the remainder of who you are. And I always hear the saying, it goes, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. And I kind of believe that statement because, you know, it speaks to your character. My dad always used to tell me, he said, son, anything worth doing is worth doing right. And I really understood that. So when people ask me to do certain things, you know, I'm like, if we're going to do it like that, I'm not feeling the way you're doing it. I get it that it's not mine, it's yours. But here's the piece that I can add to it, and I can do this to the best of my ability. If I can't do this to the best of my ability, then my heart's not going to be in it. So I'm probably going to not do it, and I'm probably going to make up an excuse to not do it and procrastinate because I'm really doing it because I just want to make you feel good. I'm really doing it because I want you know, to be doing some busy work. You know, I want to put my whole self into whatever I do. So therefore, I can't procrastinate. That way, you know, I can do the best job at it that I can. So when you're looking at your health, when you're looking at the environment that you're in, let's start off with the top one, okay? You wake up in the morning, right? Let's give you guys a quick recipe. You wake up in the morning. You open your eyes. You thank God for being on the earth yet another day. God, thank you for giving me another day to actually be on this earth. I must still have purpose. And if I still have purpose, that's why I'm living. So now I'm here, and I open my eyes. What is it that I'm going to do today? You immediately have a choice of what you're going to think about. And as you're thinking about where you are today, I'm waking up, man, okay, boom. Okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. Okay, now let me move over here. Tomorrow, I'm setting my day up tomorrow. I got everything I want today. Okay, this is how I want to move into tomorrow. Boom, you jump out of bed and you get things popping. Or you have the choice to lay there and say, oh, man, life sucks. This is just terrible. I didn't sleep well last night. My back is hurting. Oh, man, my feet. Oh, man, my back. Right now, I don't know if I can really even get out of bed. Oh, man, what is this? My nose is stopped up. Guys, all of these things may be true, right? Your back may be hurting. Your nose may be stopped up. But talking about it and focusing on it and accentuating it first thing in the morning, throughout the day, and that whatever it is, doing that, guys, doesn't help the situation. And it actually makes it worse. I'm not telling you not to recognize that you've got problems going on. I'm not challenging you when you wake up I'm not telling you not to recognize that, but what I am telling you is not to dwell on them. Don't allow them to keep you in the bed. Get out of bed and start moving your day towards something something productive, right? Productive activity. So now you've created a conducive environment for you to get things going, for you to get things started, for you to do some stuff. So now your environment is good. You got, you know, you wake up and you're going to start to realize that, man, my back's not hurting as much as it was when I first got up. And because the things that you focus on are the things that you that actually happen in your life. So is your back hurting? Some of you go, well, man, I got sciatica, or man, I got you know, I'm a severe cold. Yeah, you got them. But until you do something about them, or until they subside or get better through medication you're taking or whatever the case may be, there's no sense in dwelling on it. You call up people, or people call you up, and the first thing you say is, oh, my gosh, man, my back is hurting. Man, yeah, I got this cold, man. It's so bad. I got this green snot coming out of my nose, and I can't stop coughing. And you're like, man, all of a sudden the person on the line with you starts coughing. They start feeling bad. You're passing that mess through the phone. It's a toxic environment that you're in. So remove yourself from the toxic environment. And when you remove yourself from your own toxic environment, that means now you start to leave your house. You're getting dressed and you get in your car. You leave your house, and now you're creating that environment that you want. Even in your car, you're playing the good music. You know, you're thinking about the things that you're going to do when you get to your destination. Some of you with a home-based business, you're on the way to your office, which is your room right around the corner, and you're thinking about what you're going to do when you get in the office. And everything is forward thinking. You guys have heard me say, I don't like having conversations with people that the only thing they do is tell you about how bad their yesterday was, or tell you about how bad they had it in the past, or tell you about how bad things are right now. Oh, my gosh, I can't do this. I'm trying to get this done, and this is just terrible. I need this. I need that. Man, I just hit the end button and be like, man, my bad, we got disconnected. I don't know. Look, I got another call. Another call I had to jump on. I'll call you back. And you never get a return call. Why? Because you're toxic. Toxic people love toxic environments. Get away from them. Ladies and gentlemen, you have one life to live. Sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it? You have one life to live, and that one life to live, ladies and gentlemen, is yours. It's yours to choose to do it as you see fit. So if you choose to live it in a toxic environment, then guess what? You're just going to be a toxic person with all the other toxic people in the world, and guess what? You're never going to get anything done. And when we come back, guys, we're going to wrap this thing up and show you guys how to thrive in the environment that you just created, all right? So hang in there with us. We'll be right back on the grind.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, everybody, we are back live on The Grind, man. Look, let's wrap this thing up, man, because, you know, I just got through, like, tapping on you guys' head about excuses, procrastination, you know, not being a destination. It's failure on layaway, guys. We talked about outside influence. We talked about life actually sucking the life out of you. Isn't that funny? That's ironic. Your life, which you're supposed to be living, is sucking the life out of you. So there's something you have to do. You have to fix that thing. You got to fix your environment. You got to fix the people around you. And I'm going to tell you, once you fix and create the right environment, then the toxic people will fall away from you, because toxic don't like a good environment. That's just reality. You got one life to live, ladies and gentlemen. Live it like you have no tomorrow. Dance, smile. You know, you heard D'Angelo say, "I found my smile again." Man, wake up in the morning and through the adversity, man, smile. But here's one thing I know about people in general. When you're actually moving in the arena that you're supposed to be moving into and in the direction you're supposed to be moving, doing the things that you're called to do, man, just functioning in your skill set, doing the things that other people don't quite understand, the reality is they won't understand. They won't understand. They're not going to quite understand what it is you're doing. They don't fully know the full vision unless you sit down and share it with them, right? Unless you show them the mission statement, they won't really know. So most won't understand. But if you're doing it the right way, then that means you feel good about what you're doing. Other people feel good about, you know, what it is that you're doing. And here's the most important thing. You can't worry about what other people think. You just can't, man. You will drive yourself crazy. I'm telling you, take it from somebody that knows. I used to be so concerned about what people thought about me, how people felt about me. You know, well, I wonder what they're going to say about this or what they're going to say about that. And man, I'm telling you, sometime back, I just finally said, you know what? I got to do me. I got to be the person that God called me to be. I got to operate in my skill set. I got to do the things that I know I'm supposed to do in order to get the results that I know that I need. And that's when I, ladies and gentlemen, got that little moment in my life where I became selfish. And I said, you know what? I got to work on me. I got to do something that's going to push me to the next level. Because at the end of the day, if you help everybody work on them and do everything for everybody else and yourself, you're always last. You never do for yourself. You go out during the day and you in the evenings, man, and you help everybody do everything, accomplish their goals and dreams, and you've never done anything for yourself, then guess what? You're going to be that little old lady, little old man sitting in the bed, laying in the bed, saying, I should have, could have, would have, I wish I would have done it. But you never did. So they won't understand it. So don't worry about it. Keep it moving, man. Keep it moving. Eating habits. Let's talk about that business plan that you said you were going to do and you never did. Let's talk about the steps that you were going to put in place to get your business started so that you can get off that J-O-B. Let's talk about, you know, what that one thing that you're going to create that nobody else had created yet and you never started it. That's all procrastination. And it's about the mindset that you have, that you create inside of yourself, that people really don't understand. I won't say nobody, but a lot of people aren't going to understand. Well, why are you so motivated? Why your drive is, man, it's amazing. You don't eat these chocolate chip cookies like I do and these Oreos. Man, you get up and you go to the gym, you know, every day. It's like you're in there, you know, faithfully. You work out. You're doing something. I see you always moving. I see you always eating right, because they have goals. They have visions. They have some place and something that they want to accomplish. So they chime in. And it's all about your attitude. It's all about your mindset. And it's hard, man. I'm not gonna even sit on this radio and joke you guys and tell you that it's not gonna be hard. because it is. You're gonna feel like not, you know, getting up and walking a mile. You're gonna feel like not, you know, pushing yourself, and you're gonna feel like saying, you know what, I'm just gonna walk from here to the corner every day. And probably after about the first 2 days, your body, your muscles have grown enough to walk to the corner, and you wonder why you're plateauing. You wonder why you're not getting those results you used to get, because you stop pushing yourself past your comfort zone. You stop pushing yourself to grow the muscle, to make the muscle bigger, to make the muscle stronger, to burn more fat. You stop pushing yourself. You stop eating right. Maybe you never started eating right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right now, once you create a lifestyle of health and wellness, once you create a lifestyle of financial well-being, and you start doing the things that give you, or practicing the principles that give you the promise, then all of a sudden you start realizing that I don't desire the old things. I don't desire to do things the old way I used to do them anymore, because when you know better, you absolutely do better. So now you go to the grocery store, and you're looking at all of the stuff on the shelves, and all of a sudden they don't become appealing to you anymore. Why? Because you know that they are killing you from the inside out. You know that you can't see the damage that they're doing, but it's still happening. You know that if you don't eat that, if you just hang in there for 3 months, for 6 months, if you just hang in there, then you're going to notice that your body's going to change. If you don't buy the same stuff you used to buy, if you don't spend money the same way you used to spend it, if you're now more frugal, if you care about your money more, if you're actually going places and realize, you know, I don't really need to be doing this. I just want to do it, but I can't really afford to do it. Once you get to that point, ladies and gentlemen, that's when your lifestyle has changed. That's called fertile ground. That's called a productive environment. That's called a better you. That's called I'm growing. I'm learning the things that I need to do to get where I need to be. And I'm not worried about what I see people around me doing. I'm not worried about what the 97% are doing. I'm trying to be a part of the 3%. Heck, at least strive to be a part of the first 5. Start there, and then you can get to the 3, right? So it's not about the money the 3% have. It's about the mindset that they created to get the money. And once you start creating the right mindset, the right environment, get around the right people, guys, things start to change with you. Things start to change in everything you do, because now you've changed the way you're looking at life. You've changed the way you're actually living your life. And now life is not sucking the life out of you. That's crazy. That's ironic to me, because life will indeed suck the life out of you. But you guys know me. For those of you that know me, you know I'm near and dear to health and wellness. You know I love being able to eat right. That's a challenge for me too. It's been a challenge for me. So sometimes I have my moments of insanity. I have my moments where I want this or I want that, you know. But, I mean, thank God I've got a great multivitamin, a liquid multivitamin called NutriBurst, guys, that I'm able to take that. And you know that my company sells, and I'm taking this multivitamin and it's curing those cravings. Thank God, man, I've got this great detox tea that my company sells, and I'm getting all of those bad toxins out of my body. So I believe in fixing it from the inside out. If the insides are good, then you're going to get great results on the outside. You know, it's funny, we were talking about what you put in your body at our workout yesterday, and we were talking about how important it is to eat the right things. We're talking about the foods that you're supposed to eat, 30 minutes to an hour before you work out. We're talking about the foods that you're supposed to eat 2 to 3 hours before you work out. We're talking about simple carbs and complex carbs and slow-burning protein and fast-burning protein and you know, things of that nature. And it gets to be a conversation, and it's very, I guess, exhilarating, because it's a lot of worth in it, because you can't see the inside of your body. See, so many people focus on what goes on the outside. You know, they buy the lotions, the creams, and everything else. And I'm not saying that that's bad, okay? But, you know, because your epidermis is the largest organ on your body, and that's your skin. So you want to take care of that. You know, you want to put the sunblock on. You want to moisturize your skin. You want to do all of that, okay? But what I'm saying is that, you know, we have to, you know, be concerned about what happens on the outside, But be even doubly concerned about what's going on the inside, because you can have it going on the outside and be toxic on the inside, you know, because you've masked the toxins. So what happens is you've got people that, and let me just say it this way, because this is going to hurt somebody's feelings, but you know what, I'd rather hurt your feelings a little bit than harm your future. So I want everybody to understand my heart. And people do different things to compensate for different challenges that they may have physically or challenge that they may have mentally. They do different things. You know, if you don't feel you have, you know, the body that you want, then, you know, you may act, you know, appear as if you do, and then you just take pictures of your from your shoulders up. And that's you got a social media page full of pictures from your shoulders up. And let's just be honest, that's just what it is, right? So because you don't feel comfortable with your body. And speaking to somebody, right? You don't start doing something about it. Start. S-T-A-R-T. That's it. If you start, nobody's saying that it's going to happen overnight. But what I am saying is that the start is the hardest part. And if you can conquer the start, then all of a sudden you notice that things start to change, right? Things start to change. So there are people out there that are compensating for challenges that they may have mentally, and you have to compensate because you compensate until you can actually do better for yourself. But you have to be doing better because the compensation aspect of it, ladies and gentlemen, it gets to be very, very cumbersome. And you put up this mask, this facade on the outside that everything is great, everything is awesome, and you're cool with where you are and who you are. And if that's your story, then more power to you. But I will tell you this: I didn't write the rules. I just talk about it, right? The rules are: if your body is toxic, all right, and now who our health and wellness now. If your body is toxic, and you're not minding what you put on the inside of your body, yeah, I know it tastes good. I know I call those little things on your tongue. I call those, you know, your slave masters, because they're your taste buds, right? What you put in your mouth tastes good to those taste buds. So I call that being slaves to your taste buds, right? So you put that stuff in your mouth and you're like, oh, that tastes so good. That's amazing. And you walk in the store, it's like you're a zombie. It's like somebody else is controlling your body. You have to pick it up. You go over there, you get it, even though you know the whole time you're telling yourself, this is so bad, this is so bad, this is so bad. And you pick it up and you're saying, this is so bad, all the way to the register, all the way to the car, all the way home. And then when you get it home, you're eating it saying, oh, this is so bad. I know I shouldn't, but I got to eat it. So good. So good. No willpower. No willpower. I was in the store yesterday and I picked up some omega-3 mix, right? Some walnuts and some pumpkin seeds and some cranberries and some raisins, and all that stuff was in this mix. And I was like, man, this looks so good. And you got to understand what I was doing. I was telling myself, now I don't have to tell myself now, but this is what I used to do. I used to tell myself this is good before I knew that it was good for me, right? So it's good for me. So I'm looking at my, oh, this is going to be so good. And then I look over at the bonbons, right? Guys, they make it convenient for you to fail. They're all over the place. Sweet junk. It's all over the place. And they put that in more accessible places than they do the good stuff, right? So I looked at the bonbons, and I picked them up. I said, I'm just curious because I want to see what's in it. And I looked at it. I turned over it. Man, it's tons of sugar, and it's tons of carbohydrates that's just going to metabolize in the fat. There's no way your body can suck all that energy up when you're not doing anything, especially. So man, that when I look at it, I'm like, man, there's no comparison. And I put the bonbons down, but let me tell you how I get past this, guys, okay? I get past that because if you have a sweet craving, all right, and from time to time, I have sweet cravings. And when I have those sweet cravings, that means I'm human. I get it. But typically, my NutriBurst, my liquid multivitamin, gives my body what it needs because it gives your body, when your body gets what it needs, it turns off those cravings, right? Because your body doesn't care where it gets it from. If it needs energy, it's going to get it from somewhere, right? I had just finished working out, so I needed some. My body was telling me, give me some energy, and I'll give me some sugar. I need something so I can pep up. So I looked at the cranberries inside of the Omega mix, and I said, okay, this is good. That's great. That's a great natural source of sugar. And guys, when I ate it, I would have sworn I was eating a bonbon. It was awesome because I changed my lifestyle. So when you change your lifestyle, when you take those hits for that first 30 days, ladies and gentlemen, create those habits for 21 days, and that 30-day mark span, guys, at that point, you're going to start saying, man, this is good. Now I see what I'm doing because now I'm starting to see some results. I took the hits. Now I can understand what's going on in my life, and I can understand. I see things clearer. I feel better. Man, I got to stay on this track. Are you going to have those moments where you feel like you want to derail? Man, absolutely you are. But at that moment is when your resolve for your results not to be flushed down the toilet is going to be stronger to actually do the work. For you to actually take the right foods and put them in your body, that resolve is what's going to win because guess what? Now you're getting the results. You've taken the hit. That first 30 days, guys, is the toughest part. Take those hits, and I promise you, it'll be worth it. The same with your financial future. The same thing. If you want a better financial portfolio, guys, then you got to stop spending so much money. That's your reality. Stop spending so much money. Just start being more frugal, guys. If you see people that have money, and they're always wearing, you know, top of the line, everything, and it's just so out there and boom, boom, boom. You know, those people are spending a lot of money on clothes, right? And different things. And what happens is down the road, guys, unless you have a good way. Now, I'm not saying that. Some people, you can spend all of that money and have it. You've got money coming in consistently, and it's a pitch in the bucket for you. C'est la vie. I'm not, hey, that's your thing, man. Do your thing if you can afford it. But some people can't. And if you can't, stop acting like you can and go and get you some nice clothes and take them to the cleaners and rock what you have because what you have is enough. It's good enough right now. If you want to go out and buy you something nice every month or every 2 weeks, then fine, do that. Build up your wardrobe, but do it in a way that you can handle it. And now you don't have to look back and be like, man, I'm broke because I didn't spend all my money on red bottoms and Gucci and belts and all of this nonsense, right? So now you're in a deficit financially, and now life sucks because life is sucking the energy out of you. So, guys, you know, excuses, man, are just procrastination, and it's just failure on layaway. And all you have to do is say, you know what, no more. Draw that line in the sand and say, you know what, I'm going to move my life forward, man. I don't care what anybody else is saying. I don't care what anybody else is doing. Then all I know, I'm going to do what's right for me. I'm going to take these hits, the ones that I know I'm supposed to take, right? The ones that I know I'm supposed to take these hits, and I'm going to move myself forward. And I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care what anybody else does. Then all I know is that I'm moving forward. And it's going to take me some time to get there. But when I look up, guys, guess what? I'm going to be having that happy feeling, man. And I'm going to be like saying, man, this is how you do it right here. This is how you get ahead in life, right? You're going to be saying, you know, now it's Friday night. I can do what I want to do. I can get up. I can go out. I got some money in the bank. You know, my body's banging. You know, I feel good about myself. Man, I got everything is coming together in my life because I stopped procrastinating. So, guys, thank you for chiming into the grind, man. Thank you for tuning in. You could have been doing anything in the world that you wanted to do, guys, but you said, I want to rock with Nathan McCray today on the grind, the realest show ever, where they have that unscripted conversation, man, and I appreciate you guys doing that. Man, I'm going to leave you guys with a little Montel Jordan, man. Make sure you chime into the grind on Thursday, man. I'm trying to get to the beach on Thursday, so you guys will probably see me out there, man. God bless you guys, and, man, have a great day, all right? Go out there and rock your life, man. Go rock it out.
This is how we do it. I reach for my 40 and I see the hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase g, but now I'm a big g. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. Eight, he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Then let the DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records, and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
South Central dancing like no.
The Grind.
It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister, big star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.